Hey, good morning. It's Jeannie Yandel in for Patricia Murphy. It's Friday. This is Seattle Now. It's another casual Friday and another week filled with Omicron. At least the free at-home COVID tests are on their way. Plus, we've had a break from the rain, and our hockey team got an adorable new puppy. Oh, we'll get into all of that with Seattle weather blog's Justin Shaw and KUOW's Paige Browning. But first, let's get you caught up. We told you about a sloppy ski season at Stevens Pass so far this season. That's being blamed on new ownership and poor staffing. Now, State Attorney General Bob Ferguson says he's getting an earful too. The AG tweeted this week that his office has heard complaints from more than 80 people about Stevens in just the last 2 months. He's encouraging anyone else with stories to get in touch. Stevens brought on a new interim GM last week to help get things back on track. The Bellevue neighborhood where a house slid off its foundation earlier this week will now have round-the-clock security. That's after a neighbor found a man breaking into one of the empty homes nearby. About 40 people had to evacuate their houses while the slide site is secured and the damaged house is demolished. The city said yesterday it plans to keep the security in place until residents can return. And a new CDC study of Americans' physical activity finds most of the country isn't getting enough exercise. But hang on, there's good news here. Washington State is one of the exceptions. The survey asked people if they got any exercise outside of work during the past month, and more than 80% of Washingtonians said, "Why, yes, we do, thanks." That puts us in the top three behind Colorado and Utah. Happy Friday! Things felt a little less chaotic this week, maybe. Free masks and COVID tests are on the way. The Seattle Kraken don't have a lot of wins, but they do have a therapy dog. And perhaps most importantly, we saw some sun. Justin Shaw is here. He's the author of the Seattle Weather Blog. Hi, Justin.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you. How are you holding up?
I'm doing great, yeah, especially since the sunset is going to be at 5 p.m. 5 days from now, right? It's January 21st, and on January 26th, the sun will no longer dip below the horizon in the 4 o'clock hour for a long time.
That is
so
very,
I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Very, very exciting. Paige Browning is also here. She's a newscaster here at KUOW. Hi, Paige. How are you holding up?
Hey, Jeannie. Well, now that I hear that we're close to 5 p.m. and later sunsets, I'm doing a lot better.
I know. It feels like something to be hopeful for.
Yes. Thank you for that hopeful news, Justin.
You're right. And there's no more rain. After today, it's probably not going to rain for another week. So, you know.
Okay.
It's looking good.
I have a question about this, actually, Justin. I saw that you tweeted that this could potentially be the last rainy day for the month. How certain are you of this? I feel like I've been misled by people who predict the weather before. How certain are you of this?
And you would not be the first or the last. You know, I would say I'm probably, let's put it at like 75% certain. I think we can say with certainty that through the next week, it's not going to rain. We're going to have a big ridge of high pressure sitting over us. The one caveat with all of that is it is going to be foggy in the morning and at night. So, you know, there could be a little, it won't be raining, but there'll still be some moisture around. But it does look, you know, like during the afternoons, the clouds and the fog are going to lift a bit. So I think you can bank on a week of dry conditions.
Okay. Hopefully. Okay. With 75% certainty. I think I can live with that. So I am curious, especially after sort of being battered by atmospheric river after atmospheric river here, do you find weather like what we're about to experience boring, Justin? Like a little foggy in the morning, maybe some sun, not too cold.
So, you know, I'm a fan of the extremes, right? I like the snow. I like the atmospheric river. So in a way, it is a bit of a nightmare. I'm like, you know, how many different ways could I say on my Twitter that there's going to be morning clouds and afternoon sun? But I will say, and I think I probably am, you know, kind of adding to the chorus of voices here. But, you know, these past couple months, it has been so active. It's been so dark. There's been so much rain that even for a weather enthusiast like me who, you know, thrives on the storms, I'm getting a little sick of it. So
fair.
I'm actually ready for a bit of a break, to be honest. I won't complain.
You actually like sunshine too.
Right.
When it comes down to it. Yeah.
Yeah. It does lift my spirits. And yeah, I just like the variety, right? And, you know, it's like, okay, cool. Atmospheric river number one. That was great. Number two, cool. Then, you know, now we're to the point where I've lost track of how many atmospheric rivers we've had. I'm just like, I don't know what it is. 10, 12, enough.
Okay. You know? So I do feel like we should also acknowledge that something, you know, pretty unusual happened just over the past weekend. We had a tsunami advisory this weekend, right? There were lots of warnings to stay clear of beaches on the coast. Paige, did you stay clear of the beaches on the coast this weekend?
So tempting. No, I did steer clear of the beaches on the coast. I was actually, during the tsunami warnings and the volcanic eruption, I was heading the other direction. I was actually going east to the mountains, higher ground for some skiing, all while this was unfolding. And as a journalist, that always makes me feel a little helpless when I'm moving further away from some extreme event that's happening. I wasn't near.
You're going in the wrong direction of the news.
Like, no. I was like actively losing phone service, trying to refresh my Twitter. But I was reminded just how important connection is and how important for people who were in the area of the eruption, you know, they were using social media, which I was watching while driving to Eastern Washington. They were using social media to, you know, connect with people off the island, to connect with their friends and family, to report what was happening. They didn't necessarily know when help would arrive. Mm. So I wasn't at the beach, but I was following it really closely and kind of freaked out for the people in the tsunami area zones of Washington and the whole West Coast. It's really scary.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, you know, as you were watching this unfold, Justin, was there anything that surprised you in particular?
You know, I think when the report started coming in, just the magnitude of the volcanic eruption down in Tonga, you know, these reports started coming in that, you know, you could hear the sound waves all the way up in Alaska, you know, like the other side of the globe. And I think once I saw those reports, I was just like, you know, this isn't your, you know, I don't know that you can have a run-of-the-mill volcanic eruption, but this wasn't it. This was, you know, the Super Bowl of volcanic eruptions.
Wow, the Super Bowl of volcanic eruptions. I guess that's a good segue to talk about a total bummer of an anniversary. This week is the 2-year anniversary of the first COVID case in Washington State. I want to point out it's only taken us 2 years to distribute basic stuff like masks and COVID tests. Amazing. Amazing. The Biden administration is making free tests and masks available. And soon the Biden administration will distribute 400 million N95 masks. You'll be able to pick those up at pharmacies for free. Limit of 3 masks per person. Paige, are you going to be lining up for N95 masks?
Okay, I probably have a complicated answer about this, but I will say I will line up for masks, but I actually already have in my household like 2 bags of N95 and KN95. Thank you, KUOW, for providing me a box of N95 masks that I can wear to work. So I will get in line for the masks, but I don't feel like I am the highest need right now. So I'm sort of one of these morality people who I want other people to get them who want them first. I did sign up to get tests in the mail because I really need some tests. I have needed them recently and was not able to get one. So signed up for that, but I'll wait on the masks for
That's
a bit.
Fair. That's fair. So you signed up for the free tests, COVID tests from the Biden administration. You can get up to 4 free COVID tests. I have to say, I'm glad I don't live in a household of more than 4 people. I wouldn't want to sort of prioritize who gets to get tested there. But also soon, the state of Washington will launch a website that will allow you to order free tests. Each household will be able to get one testing kit, which includes either 4 tests or 5 tests. A little bit of a surprise there, depending on what happens when you open the box. Justin, do you feel like living in a place where you could potentially get 8 COVID tests, do you feel any safer?
Yeah, I mean, I will say, and I have 3 young children, so it is kind of nice that these are coming. I think, for me, a lot of it is that, there's, and I've had my children have been, they've had various symptoms of cold symptoms throughout the winter, and it's been so hard to find a COVID test that you go through this period where you're like, okay, my kid is sick. I don't know if it's COVID or not, so I'm going to keep them at home. I'm going to isolate them. And then, when you finally get a test, you have to wait 3 or 4 days. And then by the time you get the result, the symptoms are gone. So for me, I'm just like, oh my gosh, now I'm almost like, I don't want to burn my allotment, right? I don't want to go through them too quickly because I feel like any symptom now, you're just like, is this COVID? Is this COVID? I just want to know. And having to wait, like a week in the past, it's just been rough, especially when you kind of have to put your life on hold.
It really is something, isn't it? The 2 years in, we're still playing these guessing games about what the right thing to do is.
Yeah, right.
I know.
It's
I
like
just
public
keep.
health Mad Libs. Oy. So we should talk about another aspect of the pandemic, which is pandemic puppies, because there is a rather newsworthy
Yes.
pandemic puppy story this week. The Seattle Kraken got a pandemic puppy. New mascot.
Cool
His name is
fact.
Davy Jones. Wait, quick poll. Did anybody else realize Davy Jones was there was a maritime situation with the name Davy Jones? I totally thought it was the lead singer of the Monkees.
Oh yeah,
Okay.
totally. No, I had to look it up. I absolutely had to look
Okay.
it
Thank you for validating me.
I've
I
seen
appreciate
Pirates of the
that.
Caribbean enough times that I made the connection,
That's
but
right. I have a kid. I should know better. Of course, Justin. Thank you. Yeah. So let's talk about this dog, Davy Jones. He's a husky mix. He's a rescue dog from a local organization in Seattle. He is extremely cute. And I love the timing here. The Kraken introduced him as the mascot as they were fresh off a 9-game losing streak. So I know.
Oh,
Paige, do you think that
that's a
I
win.
know. I mean, look at this puppy, guys. Come on. Do you think that Davy
So
Jones is going to
cute.
improve the Kraken's fortunes, Paige? What do you think?
Well, fan involvement helps a lot with success, and people love puppies and dogs, so it doesn't hurt their success. It doesn't hurt their chances of
Fair.
winning. I was at first confused at why a team with a sea monster mascot was getting a dog.
That's a good
But
point.
then I remembered that we are in Seattle, a city with more dog parents than kid parents. So, okay, it makes sense. Yeah, I don't know. What I like about this Davy Kraken dog is that Davy's a therapy dog,
Yes.
and if that's how the Kraken are, promoting mental health and therapy awareness, you do you. I'm all
That's
for
a
it.
really good way to think about that. Yeah. Okay. So one last thing before we go here. So are you aware, Justin and Paige, that huge chunks of Washington State are cougar habitat? 40,000 square miles, as a matter of fact, are cougar habitat.
Ooh.
Yeah. I didn't know this. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
This is where ignorance would have been bliss,
Right? Well, I mean,
Well, I don't see. I'm a Spokane girl, so that's cougar territory.
Oh.
So it doesn't, I guess I would have thought you maybe even more because I just grew up with it in my mind that they were around.
I will say it may be possible that West Seattle is part of that 40,000 miles now because there are some people there.
What?
Yes, there are some people convinced that there is a cougar in West Seattle on the loose. Crosscut's Hannah Weinberger reported on a security camera video picking up what might be a cougar or what might be a house cat that is kind of jacked. And experts are saying the more likely story it's a jacked house cat. I don't know. What do you think? Paige, you said you grew up in cougar country in Spokane. Cougar or no cougar?
Oh no. Now I made myself sound like the expert.
Among the three
Which
of us,
I'm
you're the
not.
expert here. Cougar or no
Yep.
cougar?
I'm following you, Paige.
It seems like authorities have so far said this is not a cougar. It's probably a jacked house cat, and I want to know the animal.
Justin, what do you think?
I want to agree with Paige, but that's only because I'm one of, growing up in Seattle, like never seen a cougar. So I'm one of those people who's a little freaked out at the thought that there could be cougars roaming around here. And you know how, like, my biggest issue is you know, it's like with all these animals, they'll tell you, okay, if you see this animal when you're out hiking, do this, do that. I can never remember which is which. So I'm like, if I see a cougar, do you look it in the eye? Do you run away? I feel like I'm going to do the backwards thing. I'm going to do the wrong thing. So,
right, you know, right.
That's make yourself bigger. Make yourself smaller. Move slowly. Move right. quickly. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm just spitballing here, but perhaps if the Kraken keep playing poorly, they could hire the cougar as the new mascot.
Hey.
I don't know. Is this a different kind of motivation, perhaps?
There you go.
Well, what's funny about that is they already have a husky. And so getting the cougar, then the college rivalry comes
there
in.
There you go.
Ooh, boy. Yeah, that could get...
World's first therapy cougar, perhaps.
Who knew, right? Who knew?
Yeah. Well, let's leave it there. Thank you so much to our guests, Seattle Weather Blog's Justin Shaw and KUOW's Paige Browning. It was so much fun to talk to you both. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on. Great talking with you.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Casual Friday. Caroline Chamberlain Gomez produced this show. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. I'm Jeannie Yandel. Patricia Murphy will be back next week. Have a great weekend.